With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A number of injuries were reported after a United Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing at Memphis International Airport Wednesday. The Boeing 737 flying from Cancun to Chicago hit severe turbulence. It was forced to land. Six people suffered minor injuries. One person was taken to the hospital. A federal appeals court revived Sarah Palin's libel case against the New York Times Wednesday, citing errors by a lower court judge. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan wrote that Judge Jed Rakoff's decision in February 2022 to dismiss the lawsuit mid deliberations improperly intruded on the jury's work. It also found that the erroneous exclusion of evidence, an inaccurate jury instruction, and an erroneous response to a question from a jury tainted the jury's decision to rule against Palin. It declined, however, to grant Palin's request to force Rakoff off the case on grounds that he was biased against her. The Second Circuit said that she had offered no proof. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, California's Democrat-controlled Senate passes a bill providing illegal immigrants access to zero-down, zero-interest home loans.
It's called the Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan Program and has allocated $255 million to allow select applicants access to loans of up to $150,000 with no interest, nothing down, and no payments until the property is sold or refinanced. The program was set up as a lottery-style drawing in which 1,700 applicants could gain a major advantage for entry into the California home market, compliments of the taxpayers. The latest version of the program, approved by California Democrats this election year, allows illegals to enter the drawing. The bill passed with no Republican support and has yet to be signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. Bob Agner reporting.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says that Harris would give amnesty to illegal immigrants instead of deporting them. This is SRN News. A Christian astronaut settles in for a long space flight.
Imagine leaving on a week-long business trip and having it extended to 8 months. That's what happened to Butch Wilmore. He and astronaut Sonny Williams went up in a Boeing Starliner for a test flight in June, ran into technical difficulties, and are now stuck on the International Space Station until February. Wilmore says, quote, "We trust in a sovereign God. Whatever the plan is, we're ready for it." He is an elder at Providence Baptist Church in Pasadena, Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some school officials in Oklahoma will not comply with a new order that requires that a copy of the Bible be placed in every classroom. A spokesman for the state education department says the mandate is not optional and that the superintendent has a wide range of tools to deal with rogue districts that do not comply. Other states are seeing lawmakers advance similar efforts to incorporate the Bible into public education. This is SRN News. Searchers find a missing plane and human remains in Michigan's Lake Huron. Correspondent Mike Kempen has more.
Searchers have discovered a small plane that crashed in Lake Huron 17 years ago. State police say they also found the remains of a passenger who had been missing since then. The remains were identified as H. Brooke Stauffer Jr., who was 56 and lived in Washington, D.C. State police say a private company, Great Lakes Search and Recovery, resumed search efforts last October at the request of family members. Earlier this month, the search team discovered the plane's wreckage. The plane departed Mackinac Island for a small town in Michigan's Lower Peninsula in August 2007. I'm Mike Hempen.
San Diego County is getting an extra $44 million to provide shelter to illegal immigrants. The $44 million is in addition to $40 million the county received in April. More details at SRNnews.com.